This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Israel's governing Likud party is holding a primary vote today in the first serious internal challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his more than a decade in power. Veteran politician Gideon Saar hopes to unseat Netanyahu. Netanyahu is expected to retain his position as leader. Results are expected on Friday. A typhoon that barreled through the central Philippines over Christmas left over a dozen people dead and forced thousands to flee their homes. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Typhoon Fanfon made landfall on Christmas Eve and hit several of the Philippines' Visayan Islands on Christmas Day in the predominantly Catholic country. It brought heavy rains, strong winds and flash floods that caused thousands to evacuate their homes and left thousands more stranded in ports around the country. Meteorologists have reported that Fanfon weakened slightly on its way towards the South China Sea with maximum sustained winds of up to 75 miles per hour. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says lawmakers will vote in early January on a measure authorizing sending troops to Libya in support of the UN-backed government in Tripoli. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced on Thursday Turkey will send troops to Libya now that Tripoli has requested it. He will present legislation to Parliament in January for deployment to the North African country. Ankara signed two separate accords a month ago with Libya's internationally recognized government of Fayez al-Sarraj, one on security and military cooperation and another on maritime boundaries in the eastern Mediterranean. The Government of National Accord has been fending off a months-long offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces in eastern Libya, which have received support from Russia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. North Korea has promised a so-called Christmas gift to the United States, but nothing yet. However, U.S.-North Korean tensions appear far from resolved in Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks approaches. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
There was widespread speculation that North Korea might conduct an intercontinental ballistic missile test around the holiday season. That after a North Korean foreign ministry official earlier this month cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the United States. But there were no reported weapons tests Wednesday, and North Korean state media refrained from any major criticism of the United States. The quiet may not last long. North Korea has imposed an end-of-year deadline for the United States to soften its stance on stalled nuclear talks. Among the more provocative options that Kim could announce, according to analysts, a suspension or termination of negotiations with the U.S., or the resumption of long-range missile or nuclear tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she is disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and the Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
While it appears acquittal is a foregone conclusion in the Senate, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's wrong to make that decision ahead of time.
For me to prejudge and say there's nothing there, or, on the other hand, he should be impeached yesterday, that's wrong.
Speaking to Anchorage station KETUU, Murkowski adds she was bothered when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a recent Fox News interview said that there should be total coordination with the White House on the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
I'm Shirley Antler.
In the United States, state and local election officials from key regions are receiving military-type training to help them protect their ballots from foreign interference next November. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Elections leaders from California, Georgia, North Carolina, and other regions have been told to adopt a battle staff command structure with clearly defined channels and steps to quickly react to any attempt to disrupt their balloting. While the federal government will be on high alert for any suspicious cyber activity, it will be up to elections officials on the ground to identify and neutralize any hostile activity. The training is part of the Defending Digital Democracy Project, which has created instructions and drills for elections officials to practice handling real threats on Election Day. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.